Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our today's conference call arranged at a short notice. On the occasion of our announcement yesterday and before the annual press conference on February 23rd, we want to give you some more details about our guidance and the underlying assumptions. After a short presentation, we continue with the Q&A session. You will find the presentation of our today's call under the web link we sent to you with the invitation. If you're not able to open the web link, please call the IR team after the call to send you the presentation. Now I hand over to Dr. David Frank, our CFO.
Yeah, thank you, Claudia. Good morning from my side as well. I would start off by giving you an overview about the business development and the preliminary figures of our financial year 2015-16. Afterwards, I will explain the parameters of our sales and profit guidance for the current financial year 2016-17. First, some words about the general market conditions. The market environment for the retail fashion sector as a whole has been and is still difficult and challenging at the moment. As you know, footfalls in city centers and shopping malls have declined sharply, especially in small and medium-sized cities, and the consumer behavior changed. Consumers are simply buying fewer fashion products. Like-for-like sales across the German fashion retail sector decreased by  3%-4% during Gerhard Weber's financial year, and we expect that the market conditions remain difficult in the upcoming month. Due to the given market conditions as well as international issues, Gerhard Weber Group sales declined 2.2% and amounted to 900 million euro. And I meant internal issues, not international issues, sorry. Gerhard Weber Core contributed 717 million euros to group sales and HAL Huber 183 million euro. This is in accordance with management's guidance of between 890 million and 920 million euros. First, let's have a look to the sales development of the Gerhard Weber Core segment. The decline of roughly 11% is due to a drop in both core segments, retail and wholesale. Core retail revenues were down by 5% from 440 million to 419 million euros, not only because of lower like-for-like revenues of -7.6%, but also due to the store closures related to the Fit for Growth program. Core wholesale dropped sharply from 365 million euros to 298 million euros. We were able to reduce the decline quarter by quarter, but the overall drop of 18% is absolutely not satisfying. On the one hand side, our wholesale partners face the same market challenges than our own retail, and on the other side, we work hard to regain confidence of our partners, which we lost in the past years. HAL Huber contributed 183 million euros to group sales. That's an increase of 17% on the full previous year. The increase is not only due to newly opened stores, but also to the increase of like-for-like sales of 2.1%, which is clearly above the negative market trend. The group's earnings situation is clearly burdened by extraordinary costs related to a realignment program Fit for Growth on the one hand side, and positive effects from the sale of our investment property Hall 30 on the other side. Consolidated earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, reported EBITDA, amounted to 77 million euros. The group's EBITDA included 60 million euro costs resulting from the measures implemented in the context of Fit for Growth program, means store closures and staff adjustments, as well as 20 million euros from the Hall 30 deal. Considering ordinary and extraordinary depreciation amortization, preliminary group earnings before interest and taxes, means EBIT reported, reached between 13 million and 14 million euros, which is in line with our given guidance between 10 million and 20 million euros. Extraordinary depreciation amortization relating to the store closures amounted to 15 million euros. Overall, group's EBIT were affected by 31 million one-time costs resulting from the Fit for Growth program and 20 million euro profit related to the Hall 30 sale. Without one-time effects, EBIT adjusted reached between 25 million and 26 million euros. We expect that footfall will further decline and that the market development for the German fashion market will remain very difficult in the upcoming month. Against this background, the managing board of Gerhard Weber expects a further decline in wholesale sales in a single-digit percentage range as well as lower like-for-like sales of Gerber Core Retail. In addition, the store closures will also negatively affect Core Retail sales. Hallhuber and online sales will increase, but are not able to fully compensate the negative trends. Overall, we expect a moderate decline in group sales of 2 to 4% minus to the previous year. The current financial year 2016-17 will again be influenced by the realignment program as announced at the disclosure of the program. We will continue to implement the Fit for Growth program as planned and make adjustments if and when potential for improvement arises or the volatility of the market makes them necessary. However, we stated at the beginning of the store closure program that additional 50 stores are on our watch list. We reserve to close these stores if necessary. We expect the respective burdens of the continuation of the program to amount to 6 million euros in the current financial year. Against this background, the managing board does not expect earnings to increase significantly in the current financial year 2016 and 17 and projects a group EBIT reported of 10 to 20 million euros. Consolidated earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, means reported EBITDA, are expected to amount between 60 and 70 million euros. In 2016-17, we project CapEx between 28 and 30 million euros, especially for the Hallhuber expansion, investments in our IT structure and our new digitalization strategy. We know that the stagnation of our earnings situation is not satisfying, but we're not able to change the given market conditions. But what we can influence are our products, our collections, and our processes. We are full in line with our Fit for Growth program and on a good way to prepare our Gerber Group for the changing market conditions. But, as announced 1 year before, we will need the current financial, the current fiscal year to continue and finalize our realignment program. As already announced in February 2016, we expect to return to a phase of sustainable, profitable growth in the third year following the start of the realignment exercise. Here means the financial year 2017-18. Yes, so far from my side, we will be pleased to answer your questions and I hand over to Claudia again.
Yeah, thank you. We start with the Q&A session. The moderator of the call will give you some more technical instructions how to use your phone to ask questions.
If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question is from Mr. Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hello, Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Thanks for taking my question. I would have three questions, if I may. So starting with the store closure or expansion plans for Geri Weber and Hallhuber, could you please remind us on your plans for the current year here? And did you change that plans given the experience you made last year? And especially also, what's about the 50 earmarked stores? What's going to happen here? Will they be closed or are they still under observation, so to say? Thanks for that. And a second, on your new warehouse, could you give us an update here? What is on stream? What is still to come? Potential efficiency gains? How you look on that from today's point of view? And is that included in the guidance, or is there potentially some pending fruits, so to say, from that side? And finally, it's quite dramatic, the difference between the performer of Geri Weber Core Retail like-for-like and Hallhuber like-for-like. So after having Hallhuber on board for some months and you're for sure analyzing the situation in depth, so what would you say from today's point of view, what's Hallhuber doing substantially better, obviously, versus Geri Weber? Perhaps you give us some insights here, what makes the difference. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bosse. Good morning. To your first question regarding the store portfolio development, I would call it, for this year, we will for sure finalize our the closure program coming from Fit for Growth. Means we wanted to close 103 stores, really closed as of October 2016 were 75. But the rest was already arranged, so we also have the extraordinary costs and depreciation is already included in our last fiscal year.
Yeah, okay.
So the rest means 103 coming from 75. We will be finished with that end of February this year. So end of February this year, all of these 103 stores that we announced last February will be closed. So one year after starting the program. Regarding the other 50, we don't have at the moment the real intention to close them except three stores that we already identified and that we will close. The rest is still really on our watch list. And we're looking sharply at the stores, how they develop at the moment, and how will be the future potential. A lot of these stores have ending lease contracts either in this year or next year, where we have to decide either to prolong the lease contract or just to stop it. This is not a thing that we will do by brute force. It's just really rational looking at the stores and decide whether to close it or to prolong the rental contract. Decided are another three stores. So summing up, if you would like to do 106 instead of 103. Mm-hmm. And for these three stores, we had already the extraordinary expenses in 2015-16. Mm-hmm. So if I look at Hallhuber, we're coming back to the usual pace, I would say, at Hallhuber, because last year was extraordinary regarding the expansion, because we used the expansion power and the architecture and so on from Jerry Weber, because we did not have expansion at Jerry Weber last year. Last year we opened 67 new POS for Hallhuber. This year we will come back to normal, means 50 POS, roughly two-third is shop-in-shop and one-third are standalone stores. And these stores are already signed and arranged. Coming to your warehouse question, I'm quite happy with that, I have to say, because we're coming really to good output. At the moment we're working just on efficiency. Like I said at the last call, at the beginning we had all this children's sickness in German, Kinderkrankheiten. Sorry, I don't know the English word for that. So the usual problems at the beginning. If you are doing logistics from zero up to do it 100% by your own, yeah,
absolute.
It means, for example, you have problems with carton quality or something like that. That's something you change and then it's done. Yeah? Mm-hmm. At the moment, we're just working on efficiency. We want to reach the full efficiency end of this fiscal. Means 100% working efficiency regarding how many people you need to do that. If you ask me now, I would say we are at 80%. Yeah? So 20% to go. And it's reflected in our budget for this year. If we are faster, we will have a possible better result. If we are slower, we will have a possible lower result, but I don't see the latter at the moment.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Your good question regarding the performance of the like-for-like core retail and Hallhuber. Yeah, for sure we ask ourselves what is going on here. We have two things. Hallhuber was not affected by our realignment program at all. Even if we're talking about products, if we're talking about brick and mortar and so on, still there are people in the stores. The whole retail people at Jerry Weber knew the last year that we will close 103 stores, but we did not announce the list. So everyone was a little bit shaky if the store is hidden or not. But I cannot say how much from this like-for-like performance is coming from this, psychological aspect, but don't underestimate it. It is.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, last year, we still had the collections in the stores, what we also said in our realignment program that we had to work on. It's not something you can do, just announce it in February and then there's a miracle and the collection is good again and the brand is good again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why we said, okay, we need the 2 years. And this is, in our opinion, also reflected in the like-for-like performance. So the collections that were in the stores weren't the collections we wanted to have. We changed a lot, like I said, over the last two calls. In our design team, in the way we're handling it, we implemented the Haluber merchandise management process and so on. But it takes just time to get the fruits of it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, sure. We would be happy if you would just copy the Haluber concept to Jerry, but it's not so simple.
Yeah, sure. Perhaps one add-on, could you give us an indication how the trading runs since end of October?
So November, December were good. I can't say anything about that. January at the moment is a little bit slower, but overall we have a little bit, how do you call it, tailwind in comparison to our budget. But we're extremely cautious regarding the market development.
Sure.
So we don't know what will happen over the year. And we want to save ourselves from a month like September last year, you know. So till then, all was fine, and then was 1 month, whop, where you got very hard hit by the market. So we're extremely cautious this year, because we will have the bottom line in October. Yeah. At the moment, we can't complain.
Okay, totally understood. Thanks for that indication. All good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question we've received is from Thomas Metzger. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi there. Hello. could you go into a little bit more detail of the market developments and the tough market environment that you've been alluding to? Obviously, this is not entirely new to you or your or the sector as a whole. I would be particularly interested in market shares and segment positioning of your brands and how you feel sort of like the relevance of that positioning. In other words, are you getting squeezed by, let's say, the discounters and or the affordable luxury segment? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I don't have the shares, the market share numbers with me here in the call, sorry. But nevertheless, I can give you qualitative points if it's okay for you.
Yes, that's great.
So if I look at the market share, we have for sure to divide into our brands because we have different target groups. If I look at Joe Weber, we don't see a loss against discounters or what else because we're talking about a customer group that is 60 and above if you look at Joe Weber collection. So different rules in the market. What we more have here is, you know, the target group is shrinking due to the age. I don't know how to tell it better. So they're dying out a little bit. And Joe Weber has just a problem that we have to open the market for a little bit younger customer. I'm not talking about the 20-year-old. I'm talking about the today's 45 and 50-year-old. The market, as defined before, maybe 2 years before for Joe Weber collection, is just shrinking because today's 45 and 50 is totally different minded regarding fashion in comparison to the today's 60 or 70 year old. So it's more a problem that this target group is shrinking. We have to open it for the 45 and 50 so that we will have a bigger cake of the overall market. And this is something that's dealing with our collections, and with the empathy for the brand. On the other hand, if you look, for example, at Haluber, this is, you know, it's like a sea of sharks regarding the target group. So in this target group, you for sure have competitors like H&M, like Zara, and so on. But Haluber is very special. It has a much higher quality than H&M and Zara, but also have a higher price point. Haluber is always able to generate, I don't know the English word for that, Lieblingsstücke, means very special items, must-haves for this target group. Yeah? If Haluber would try to just produce Zara items or what else, it would be lost. So it has to be special, and it is special, and Haluber is able to perform that. If you look at Typhoon, so the development over the last years is pretty good regarding Typhoon. If you look at the collections, so it's Typhoon was able to emancipate a little bit from Joe Weber brand. Yeah, so maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you had a Typhoon item and you had a Joe Weber item. And if you would have, hidden the brand label, sometimes the customer would have had problems to identify which is Typhoon and which is Joe Weber. And I think today it's a totally different collection in comparison to Joe Weber, and it's building up its own target group. The market is also very tough because the Typhoon customer is also buying at for example, Zara, maybe not H&M, but more Zara and so on. But she is different-minded. She's mixing up. For example, she's wearing a jacket from Typhoon and a shirt from Zara and so on. So it's not so brand-related anymore. You have to convince them with really the collection with the product. It's not the brand so much. It's really the product that matters, and the same for Haluber. So it's different rules in different markets, and so it's hard to say overall what we have for market share. It really depends on the brand, but maybe if it's okay for you, so this would be the statement for your question.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you very much. Maybe just a very quick sort of like follow-up question on that. I'm not a sector expert. I'm a generalist investor, but in terms of what's going on in the German fashion retail market, I mean, obviously, it's been a tough market environment for some time, but has there been, in your mind, apart from the age aspect, i.e., your core customers effectively aging and well, as you said, dying out, for the lack of a better word, are there any other structural issues in the mainstream segment? I mean, the like-for-likes have been looking quite challenging, at least for some brands, as you were saying. Is there anything else that you would say is structurally different from, let's say, a year or two ago? Because clearly, this seems like it's a very recent development. I look at your operating performance over the last 2, 3, 4 years, and it seems like that was it wasn't as challenging then. It's also quite frankly reflected in your share price.
Yeah, what we really have as a difference, if I compare the situation with the situation 5 years ago, is an extremely decreasing footfall in the cities and in the shopping centers. It means there's a nice indicator on footfall.com where you can see, okay, how was the development over the last years in the shopping centers and in the cities in Germany. So if I look at it today, and if I put 2004 as 100% as an index, for example, mm-hmm. today we are at 55. Means we have lost 45 percentage points of footfall. So the customer is just not stepping into the city, and the priorities regarding spending change dramatically. Means fashion usually was always on the top three of the must-haves of the spending categories of the people. Nowadays, it switched dramatically. There's a nice study from GfK, but now it's 1.5 years old, I think. But nevertheless, they said, okay, before fashion now in the ranking, there are things like electronic devices, like real estate, like traveling, and furniture, for example. Mm-hmm. So the priorities change a little bit because the cabinets are full with clothes. And maybe that explains a little bit the success of Haluber. Because even if the cabinet is full, young people or women at all, they usually want to have special items, Lieblingsstücke in German. And Halluber is very good in that, and that's what we're trying now to implement for the Joe Weber collection as well. That it's not, you know, the usual things, that it's a little bit special, but really for our target group for Joe Weber collection. And so I think the footfall and the changing priorities are the main aspects that changed over the last 5 years, dramatically.
Yeah, Thomas, that's very clear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thomas, we can send you the footfall index after the call. Is this okay for you?
Yeah, that would be fantastic, actually. And I think we have been emailing, so that would be great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks.
The next question we've received is from Mr. Philipp Frey, Warburg Research. Your line is now open.
Hello all together. Just some quick questions from my side. Just can you give us an idea of the average selling space reduction that you are factoring into your guidance for 2017, first of all? Secondly, on net debt, I presume there's a bit of debt moving out of your balance sheet due to the sale of the Halle 30. Some color on that one. On some potential positives, how much of your potential for rental cost savings in the retail stores you are keeping, do you think you have already exploited, or how should we see this generally? Have you in stores which you are not planning to close in general already renegotiated your rental conditions, or is this mostly coming up once your contracts are going to be renewed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Frey. Regarding the last question, maybe first of all, the rental cost reduction. We have implemented a project regarding renegotiation of existing rental contracts. Means we have a team of two in-house and one external partner who are just renegotiate each and every store that we have, trying to do that. Usually what you have to do then is that the landlord says, okay, we can do that, but you have to prolong the rental contract. For example, if you have 2 or 3 years left of the rental contract, they say, okay, we will prolong it to overall rental of, again, 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're cautious regarding that, because we have to be totally convinced of the location, of the special location of this store. But we will see first fruits of that during this fiscal. Because it's uncertain, we did not put anything into our budget, and I cannot tell you how much it could be or what else it would be, you know, like looking in a crystal ball.
But it appears that you are being a bit more cautious in that regard than some of your peers.
Because if it's not signed, you know, it's totally uncertain. If you look at the recent rental development, especially in the B cities and so on, we see a drop in the rents. So this could be a good signal for renegotiating of the rental contracts. But in my opinion, we have first of all look at the city and the location, and if we don't see a future, for example, if we expect further footfall decreases and so on, we should live 2 years with with this rent we have and not prolong it and then just close it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not a general thing we can say, okay, we will bring down all rents, because sometimes it makes more sense just to wait for the rental contract to end. But at the moment, it's more. It's a good market to renegotiate overall, I have to say.
Yeah. And do you have any number by heart of the timing when your lease contracts are going to mature, or the most part of it? Shall we usually? I think it was 5 years or plus another 5 years option after opening. Do I remember that correctly?
That's right. For Germany, it's right. Usually it is. Sometimes we have a little bit longer contract or what else, but usually where we have a longer contract, these are not the problem stores. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is where we actively said, okay, we want to have a longer contract. If I look at the usual contracts in Germany, it's 5 plus 5. Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Thanks. That helps a lot.
Yeah. And then regarding net debt, what we had was we paid back 20 million euros in November for one of the promissory notes. Yeah, it was the first tranche of the logistics center, if you would like to. So we paid this back. On the other hand, we had 49 million euros cash in coming from Hall 30. So for this fiscal year, we really have no cash problems, I would say. Yeah, and we don't see it for the future at all, if you look at the cash flow. And so we will reduce dramatically our seasonal hub regarding credit lines or what else. We just don't need it this year. Yeah?
Okay.
The real net debt number, we're still in the process of finalizing the numbers with the auditor. I would say, okay, you would see it in February, but for sure it went down.
Yeah, great, great. And an idea on selling space?
Yep. I don't know, Claudia, do you have the number here? I have it,
no,
but I have to open it.
I have only a PDF and can summarize it.
I see.
Philip, can I send it to you after the call? I'm really
sorry. Yeah, no problems. We just talk later on. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure we have it, but I don't have it here directly.
Yeah.
I have to open it on the computer.
No worries. Thank you a lot and all the best.
Thank you. Same for you.
The last question is from Jürgen Kolb, Kepler Cheuvreux. Your line is now open.
Thank you very much. The first one is just a follow-up. I think you said in the beginning that you've seen people buying fewer fashion items in the German fashion market. Did I understand that correctly? And then secondly, where do you have that statistics from? Or was it just something that you see in your own stores?
No, it's not only from our own stores. If you look at the market at all, we had a decrease of 3 to 4%. Yeah? So it always depends what you define. If you say, okay, you're looking at turnover, or you're looking at quantities or what else. But the overall market, we had a shrinkage of roughly 4%. That means that the people are buying fewer. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And this includes also e-commerce. The easiest thing would be if we would explain everything with the e-commerce channel. Yeah? This channel for us is growing, and we're investing into that. Would be a good story for the future, but in my opinion, it would be wrong, because if you look at the market like 10 years before, where 20% of the turnover of the overall market share was coming from distance trade, means we had companies like Neckermann, like Quelle, and so on, so catalog business. If you look at the market today, you have 20% coming from e-commerce, but these Neckermanns and so on are gone. Yeah. We at the moment we have the same situation like 10 years ago, 80% stationary, 20% distance, if you would like to. But for sure, e-commerce will grow faster. It's growing by double digit per year, so it will be a higher stake over the years. But the overall fashion market in Germany last year, and that's coming just from official statistics, shrunk by roughly 4%.
Okay, understood. Thank you, first of all. Secondly, the 6 million one-offs that you budget for the current fiscal years, can you, I may have missed it, but give us some details for what these 6 million are?
Yeah, the 6 million are for the parts 3 and 4 of our from our realignment program Fit for Growth, because we always talk about the steps 1 and 2, that was structures and closing of stores, but 3 and 4 were just improving the wholesale business, and the last point was to modernize our brand, and we think that we're not done with that, obviously, and we have to do there's something. So this is coming from mainly driven from these points 3 and 4 of our realignment program, because these are the more long-term things. Regarding store closures, you can say, okay, there's small buffer for this decision whether to close it or not, even if we do not have identified yet to close one of these 50, except the 3 we already provisioned for. Overall, the main part is really coming from modernizing the brand and improving the wholesale again.
Okay, and with that, you're done with Fit for Growth. So in the next fiscal year, there should be no one-offs at all.
That's right.
Okay, good, understood. And then to regarding the like-for-like, the minus 6.7% in core retail, core Gary Weber retail, do you have any additional details that you could share with us? I would assume, obviously, customer traffic was an issue, but, further drivers of this like-for-like drop in terms of customer items per transaction, in terms of average selling price, what have you, anything that you could share with us, and especially if you have seen a trend shift, say, from the first half or 9 months towards the end of the last fiscal year.
Yeah, it was minus 7.6, not minus
6.7. Sorry, yes.
Yeah, no problem. Would be better to have 6.7, for sure.
Yeah, true.
So one main driver was that we had a lot less discounts. On the one hand, it was good for our gross margin, if you look at Joe Weber core retail. On the other hand, it wasn't good for absolute turnover, because the year before it was just like bought in turnover that we had, because you were able to buy Joe Weber roughly for the whole fiscal year 2014-15 with a red sign, with discounts. And if you look at the discounts that we used the last fiscal year, it was dramatically less. On the other hand, another point was that we had less merchandise on the space, means pieces per square meter. The year before, we had a lot of, I don't know the English word, Warendruck. Do you know that?
Yeah, due to the high stock level in the warehouse, mm-hmm. So we sent more articles on the sales floor space, so the number of products per square meter was much more higher than the last fiscal.
Yeah. And if I look at the numbers in detail, Joe Weber stores, so means the House of Joe Weber, were much more hit and affected by the negative trend than the Typhoon stores and the Samoon stores. We will publish the numbers in detail end of next month, but nevertheless, you will see a big gap between the 3 concepts, mm-hmm. or Typhoon and Samoon on one hand and Joe Weber on the other hand.
Knowing and seeing these huge differences as you describe them, any consequences you're drawing from these developments?
Yeah, what we did at the end of the fiscal, but it was a little bit too late to save the numbers, we increased a little bit on the one hand the Typhoon part, the Typhoon square meters in the House of Joe Weber. We don't have Typhoon in all stores, I have to say. It's only in the bigger stores, but Typhoon at the moment is performing extremely good in the House of Joe Weber, and this is funny because or strange, because the Joe Weber customer is stepping into a House of Joe Weber, not the usual Typhoon customer. Yeah? And the other thing was that we increased the space for Joe Weber Casual. That's a little bit more like the name, casual-oriented collection. And we decreased Joe Weber collection in our stores. At the end, so means the October, it helped a little bit, and in the stores, but it was a little bit too late for the numbers overall. I think you will see a good effect in this fiscal.
Mm-hmm. I see. And last question, sorry, on the leases, we touched on that in detail already, I think, but I just want to maybe have some additional comment here in terms of really the new contracts that you're negotiating, especially when a contract expires, a lease expires. Any sense really what the landlord is willing to give in terms of reducing the leases besides the normal support in terms of marketing support maybe or renovation support, but really what is in the contract in terms of lower leases that you can negotiate?
So it depends a little bit on the location. If you look at the category AAA street location, you can be happy if you get -1% or -2% overall. If we look at the shopping center locations and at the moment the B cities, not B locations in A cities, but B cities, at the moment we're able to get a double-digit discount. So and this depends really on the special location, if it's 10% or 20%. But it's really a huge discount that we can get. The locations where we can get 20% are more the locations we want to close, you know. So it's a little bit tricky. I think overall we will have a single-digit reduction in the rents over our overall portfolio. But like I said to Mr. Frey, I'm really cautious regarding that. I'm only convinced when it's in the books.
Very good.
But okay. It looks good at the moment.
Okie doke. Understood. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've received a follow-up question from Mr. Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hello, Volker Bosse. One follow-up on your e-commerce strategy. As you mentioned, this e-commerce would be one of the growth pillars for the current year. So how did you adjust the strategy here? Do you plan to expand your business via your own web pages, or do you plan to intensify partnerships with one or other e-commerce company? Then who could be your preferred partner or marketplace here in that regard? Thank you.
That's a point that we want to stress really at the annual press conference. So we want to present you and the public our overall digital strategy with more details and so on end of February, if it's okay for you. I don't want to you know, otherwise we will have no big point for the press conference.
No, of course. Oh,
yeah.
Looking
and
forward.
So maybe it's just 1 month, but there sure. we will present it in detail. And after that, we can talk again.
Great indication. Thanks. Looking forward.
Thank you
very much.
At the moment, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now.
No more questions. Thanks a lot. I hope we answer all your questions. If not, please send the IR team an email or give us a call. Thanks once more, and have a nice day. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.